The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I want to speak with you about a verse in the book of Deuteronomy saying, as a man carries his son, then as a man chastens his son. So nowadays we are feeling like, are we carried by the hands of God or we are just chastened by the hands of God? So we need to understand the attitude of our Lord towards us, His children. It was written in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord your God who goes before you, He will fight for you according to all He did for you in Egypt, before your eyes and in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place. Yet for all that you did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out a place for you, to pitch your tents, to show you the way you should go, in the fire by night and in the cloud by day. You know, this is chapter 1 in the book of Deuteronomy. And if Moses in his last year, maybe in his last months of life, in the age of 120, he was giving his people the last sermon. So he reminded them with the whole story of the salvation happened by the hands of God, how he gave them the Passover and the new life in Sinai, and he guided them all these 40 years, and now they are reaching Canaan. So that was the last messages from Moses. He started focusing on like a man carried his son. So all the people of Israel, although they were not good people, they were carried by the hands of God because they could live in the wilderness. And that was never easy. But because of the hands of God, they made it. And they overcame all the tribulations and troubles they faced through these the 40 years. Then when we move to chapter 8 in the book of Deuteronomy, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. So in chapter 1, he made it as a man carries his son. Now in chapter 8, he's saying, as a man chastens his son, the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. So the hands of God, the same hands of God, sometimes carrying us, or all the time carrying us, but sometimes chastens his son with the same kind hand, with the glory hand of God. So we need to understand the minute when it comes that we are carried by the hands of God, we need to praise him. We need to enjoy this minute. And let me tell you, that's the most of your life. Sometimes we are chastened by the same hand, the very kind hand of God. So as a man carries his son, you know, when you see a father having a child few months age, you see like the child is helpless, have nothing to do. But the hands of his father or his mother carries him. He's totally responsible upon him. He cares for nothing. The child himself can do nothing for himself. So if you feel like a child, if you humble your heart and try to keep this feeling of being a child in the family of God and you enjoying the fatherhood of your God, you will feel like carried all the times by the hands of God, even in times of hardships. Still, you are carried. That's exactly the felt by Moses and some of the very strong believers in the people of Israel. But most of the people were suffering. Most of them were attacking God, telling him that you are not doing your responsibility, your job. And they were always blaming and complaining because they did not feel the hands carrying them. So, when you are carried by God, now the full responsibility is his responsibility. You know the child enjoys just eating and drinking and sleeping and that's it. So you can enjoy your life this way. If you regain this faith that you are carried by the hands of God like a man carries his son. But also sometimes you will feel this one, like a man chastens his son. So, if you look up to any father chastening his son or discipling his son, you will feel like he is not giving the child whatever he asks for, but that's for his sake, not against him. With the same heart of love, with the same attitude of generosity, he still will not answer all his requests, not because he hates him, but because he sees that's the best for him. He needs to be disciplined. That's why sometimes, because of this chastening, you know, you will not be answered the answer you like. Again, God may warn him, because any father will warn the child many times before punishing him. This warning idea is there always in our relationship with God. God sends many warnings. But most of the people do not focus, do not listen, do not care for these warnings. So when it comes to punishment, again, the punishment is like for you, for your sake, to repent, to return back to his embrace. So the attitude of chastening a child is never like a kind of revenge or avenging him. No, it's always related to the kind heart of the father, and it's kind of waiting him to change, to be transformed, to be better, better child, to grow. So without this discipline, no one can grow. So we need the hand of God who carries us, and we need the hands of God who chastening us. Why don't you enjoy being carried? When you look to any child sleeping on the shoulder of his mother and father, you like pity yourself, that you think too much, you are very anxious, you calculate things in your mind, you care for many, many, many things. Please worry not, care not for all this stuff. You are carried and believe it. That's a real truth given from the Father God to his children. In the book of Isaiah, he made it this way. Even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. For the gray hair, the old people, the seniors, you know, they are still carried by the hands of God. So starting a child, ending in very old age, all your life you were carried, but believe it or you don't believe it, it's all up to you. I will bear, even I will carry, I will deliver you. So he is bearing like a child and he is carrying everyone who believes in him. Again in the book of Exodus, Moses, according to the words given by God, he told his people, you have seen what I did to the Egyptian. I, that's God, and how I bore you on eagle's wings. So they are not even carried by the hands of God, by eagle's wings. The eagle's wings are very strong. So you are like flying with the hands of God, and brought you to myself. So that's the life of the believers. That's the life of the children of God. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ made it this simple way. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So when you come to God, when you start praying from your heart, when you believe in Him, when you trust His word, now you will start enjoying your life in different feelings because you are now carried. But also you may enjoy even being chastened by the hands of God, because we are sure that the same hands who were crucified for the sake of our salvation, the same hands may punish me at a time in order to bring the best out of me, in order to help me to be transformed in His likeness. So I even may enjoy the punishment time or the chastening time. So we need to trust in our Father when it comes to hardships, to pain, to suffering. That's the same God. He's the same kind Father. So why do you like doubting Him? He's the same one. He is the one who carried you. He showered you with gifts. Now if it comes to times of pain, definitely it's all good for you and never bad. So you all experience that in hardships, usually we start repenting. We start focusing on our spiritual life. We start focusing on our eternal life. But in times of peace, usually we, you know, are busy enough to forget our God's commandments. So in the book of Jeremiah, he said it this way: I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised like an untrained bull. Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God. So he is telling God, you have chastised me, but you know, I'm like an untrained bull, so I may need more time. I need your harsh hand sometimes. I need to heal me, to cure me, to help me to be better. Take your time, God, and push it the way you like, because I'm peaceful in your hands, but don't let me away. So we are like having the pampering attitude from God and also the fear of God. Sometimes we feel like we are living pampered by His hands. He's giving us much more than we ask for, much more than we need in abundance. We are living our life. Some other time, we feel like we are disciplined now. We are punished now. We are pushed to a corner now. But again, we need not to be worried. In both conditions, it's all out of His kind heart. It's all out of His will for everyone to be saved. That's why in the book of Romans, St. Paul make it this way: do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So do not despise the riches of His goodness. Don't abuse His kind heart, the attitude of carrying you and showering you with gifts. You have to make use of this to praise God more, to work the work of God, to focus on His commandments, to go preaching His name, because you are now in the good time. But if you are punished in any time, please, it's the message of repentance. So you all know the term of the good share. Your personal relationship is your real fortune, especially these days. You all know that the Lent started by the message of our church. When you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. That's our treasure nowadays. We need to shut our doors. We need to spend time meditating with our God, the Father. We need to enjoy His kind heart, His generosity. We need to make sure that we are going according to His plan and obeying His will, obeying His commandments. It all comes from your room, by the way. So your room will be like the paradise of heaven if you spend more time. That's why it was written in the last prophecy given in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, chapter 1. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors? As if God is complaining, no one is shutting his door. No one spending time with me. No one wants to listen to my word. No one wants to cry out for his salvation. So who is there even among you who would shut the doors? So that you would not kindle the fire on my altar in vain. So these people, the people of the Old Testament, were coming to the altar just because they need something. They never came because of their love to God. Now God is asking everyone, why don't you come and spend time with me in love? Come and pray and do not ask for anything. Just praise God. Just enjoy His blessing. Enjoy listening to His word. Enjoy be filled with His spirit. I have no pleasure in you, said the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hands. When you offer anything to God with unloving attitude, you just care for yourself. You ask for these earthly things. You never shut the door to enjoy time with God. Your offering is not accepted. Also in the Psalm of David, one thing I have desired of the Lord, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So the one desire is to spend more time with God, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. So we all have this chance now to spend more time, to shut the door, and to take our desire of enjoying and beholding His beauty. Again, when it comes to the disciplining, to the chastening attitude of God, the word of St. Paul in the book of Hebrews, you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. So the New Testament commented on this times of chastening, that it's also a sign of love, because the responsible love of God will care for your salvation, not only to enjoy this day, but enjoy life forever. So he completed, if you endure chastening, God deals with you and with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and life and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but He for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present. You know, when it comes to suffering, no one is enjoying suffering, but you know, the outcome is beautiful, is very much needed. So no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So it's time of training. It's time of be chastened by the hands of the same God. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down. Some people, their hands hang down. They stop praying because they lost hope. They felt like God is against them. No. No, God never against anyone on earth. God is love. God loves everyone. God's will to save all human beings. So he never against anyone. He hates evil, but he never hates people. So don't put your hands down. Just put your hands up and continue praying in times of troubles. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. So it's like the time of healing. So we have good time pampered by the hands of God, and we have also tough time, but still for our sake, it's like the time of healing. So let me tell you, in these times of troubles, we need to strive. We need to struggle. We need to cry out for help. We need to stick to the word of God. We need to go for communion. We need to help ourselves to forgive others, to purify our hearts, to think God's way. So it needs struggle. Also, we need sermons. We need to fill our mind with the word of God. We need to listen to the commentaries on the books of the Bible, because we need to study the word of God much more than any book now. Also, it's time for hope. We have to keep our hope up, because we never lose hope. God is the source of hope. His promise is honest. He is always faithful. Also, it's time of endurance. Yes, there is pain, there is suffering. We need to pray for each other. We need to help those who are in pain by all ways. But it's like time of healing. Again, we need to submit our will to His will, to submit our pride to His glory. We need this virtue of submission. When God looks down and sees His people obeying His commandments, everything will clear out very soon. We need patience, because we are waiting God with patience. And while having this patience, we continue praying and we continue our fasting, making sure that God is there for us and He surely will listen to our prayers. May God bless you all. Glory to God. Amen.